Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It sounds like there's not a lot of realism coming from the Trent Williams side.
And that's sort of the issue. You know, is the reality of it, like the reality of the situation is it's hard to find teams that are willing, unless you're talking about like a top of the league player, which Trent has been at times, who's still young, who you can build around. It's very difficult to find teams that are willing to give up both top draft capital and a top contract for a guy. It's happened a couple times. Look at Dee Ford last year, right? Now, that was a second-round pick that was involved in that trade for a guy who had, you know, double-digit sacks the year before. And the reason, you know, the Chiefs could only get a second-round pick for him is because, you know, the Niners also had to do a contract with him. Frank Clark was a little different, where they did give up a one and a two and a contract. But those sorts of things are really, really rare. And so, you know, if Trent Williams' priority is getting out of D.C., you know, then he has to be flexible, you know, on the contract end of it. And that part of it is what scares teams off. Same sort of thing was at play in the DeAndre Hopkins deal, why the Texans weren't able to get value. And I can certainly understand Ron Rivera and Kyle Smith and all the guys that are running the Redskins right now looking at it saying, look, dude, we're happy to, you know, explore trades, but we're not going to give you away. And if you want to go somewhere else, that's fine, but you have to work with us here and you have to do a reasonable contract with somebody else. And I'm just telling you guys, he wants to be the highest paid tackle in football. And I think he's probably come off of this a little bit, but I know one of the issues with the Redskins was last year, before things really went off the rails, he was asking for quarterback money. And that is just, if the player in this situation, if Trent Williams in this situation is being realistic about it, and he really wants to get out of D.C., there's a path to doing it. But the financial ask on his end is just, I think, way beyond where the Redskins would be able to move him for any sort of return where they would feel good about saying, okay, like, we'll go ahead and do this.
Albert, how can a guy like Trent, with his injury history, let alone the cancer that he had removed from his head, or a guy like Cam Newton, for that matter, even get a new home and sign a new contract without being able to take a physical? Like, what happened? I thought Todd Gurley would be available forever. Was he able to do a physical with Atlanta, or did they sign him sight unseen?
Well, they signed – the deal that Gurley got in Atlanta was very much a prove-it deal. And remember, I mean, the Rams were already paying a part of his freight because
– Good point, yeah.
Because there was guaranteed money in his contract, you know. And he had about $7.5 million left over from the Rams, so – that one was a little easier because the financial risk wasn't as huge. With someone like Cam, I think Clowney's in this category too. It's really difficult because it's one thing if a guy's been relatively healthy and teams are sharing, medical information and everything else now to try to help each other out. That's happening. It's one thing if it's a completely healthy guy where it's like, okay, like there's this or this or this to deal with. Like, for example, DeForest Buckner was traded from the Niners to the Colts. Well, he had a little bit of a sternum issue a couple of years ago. So the Niners were very helpful in sharing his medical files with the Colts to kind of expedite the trade. That sort of stuff's happening. It's something else when a guy has something that's been debilitating or could be a problem going forward. So, you know, if you look at like someone like Cam, it's left foot, and foot injuries, specifically Liz Frank injuries, tend to linger. and he's got a right shoulder, and he's got a right shoulder problem. He's had multiple procedures on his right shoulder. And so, you know, for a quarterback, that's really tough. You know, so I think for those sorts of guys, for Clowney, for you know, Cam Newton, who've had significant injury history, Trent would fall into that group. Yeah, it is a lot more difficult right now because team doctors can't get their hands on guys from other teams.
Albert, thank you, buddy. Always appreciate the time, man, and stay safe out there, dude.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one. Stay safe.
We'll see you, bud.
You got it. Albert Breer on Grant and Danny. He mentions Cam Newton there at the end of the discussion. He's one of three credentialed veteran quarterbacks who are available. If you had to take a flyer on one to have a strong second act in their career, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, who would it be? You're listening to The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.